Congrats to Vanessa from Northridge, who is going to see Foo Fighters in Nashville on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? Looks like Spencer Pratt is moving back to Texas. Details on that. What's up with Florida? There's a 79-year-old with lipstick and a G-string running around. Can't wait to tell you about that. People are dumb on the way. In Los Angeles, a woman found 20 sticks of dynamite in her fridge, like you do. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum, and we will continue to give you tickets for Sublime.
There was approximately 20 active dynamite sticks in the freezer.
Not ideal. Details coming up next after Green Day on K-Rock. Earlier this morning, we kicked off a K-Rock Road Trip USA Destination number 3, which is a chance to see Sublime in Virginia. They are going to be at the Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach. And to qualify, you will win tickets to see them at the Field of Dreams in San Diego this weekend. So your chance to win on that is coming up in about 20 minutes. Let's talk about dynamite.
We are following developing news involving a bomb squad investigation in Valley Glen.
A Los Angeles woman was apparently cleaning out her garage over the weekend and found in an old freezer 20 sticks of dynamite. What?
That's where people were evacuated earlier today after police say a woman found dynamite inside a freezer in her garage.
I have so many questions. She found dynamite inside a freezer in her garage. How? Where? Why? Who?
This happened just before 9:30 this morning on the 6100 block of Rhodes Avenue. The woman called police after making that shocking discovery.
I would love to hear the 911 call for that. Yeah, listen, I found some dynamite, 20 sticks of it, in my freezer in my garage. What should we do about that?
And people who live nearby were evacuated as a precaution.
The homeowner told officers she had no idea the dynamite was in there. The freezer had been in the garage for years and was purchased when she and her late husband first moved into the home. So this is the first time she opened up the freezer and she found 20 sticks of dynamite. For more on this story, we go to a police captain on the scene.
There was approximately 20 active dynamite sticks in the freezer.
All right, got that.
She didn't know who it belonged to, how it got there.
Right, got that.
Our officer responded from North Hollywood. They observed the dynamite.
Right, I mean, I think that's a given.
They retreated. We started evacuating people, again, about 500 feet away from that residence.
All right, that's one tiny tidbit of new information, 500 feet. If the dynamite all went off at once, it would endanger that area.
An explosives team was working to safely remove the dynamite and take it to another location to render it safe.
I've always said, do not clean out your garage. I told them that this was too much for one winter, but they did not listen. Get a chance to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego this Saturday. And you're also qualified to see them at the Point Break Music Fest in Virginia. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Brian.
What is your name, Brian?
Ian.
Ian?
Brian.
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 All right. Brian, you are caller 20.
Kevin. Awesome.
You get to see Sublime this Saturday in San Diego at the Field of Dreams, and you're on the standby boarding list to see him again in Virginia at the Point Break Music Fest.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin.
You bet. Another chance for you to win coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. I have a podcast for you to check out. It's called Three Fourths Human. It's me, Sluggo, and Kat Corbett, longtime K-Rock DJ, and ChatGPT, who we're starting to hate. And it's free anywhere. You can watch the video, though, commercial-free at patreon.com at Three Fourths Human. Today, the episode came out with Michael Schneider, who is the executive editor of television for Variety, because it's kind of hard to keep track of TV shows like the new ones that are coming out. What did you start but you haven't finished yet? It just gets very confusing. So we talked about a bunch of TV shows, including Widow's Bay on Apple TV, which you should check out. I brought up Legends on Netflix, which I think is really great as well. And so we were talking about all kinds of television shows, and we got around to Saturday morning cartoons and talking about Mr. T. And this is Michael Schneider from Variety.
I once sat next to Mr. T at an event, And he literally did pull out his driver's license to prove to me that his legal name had been changed to Mr. T.
First name is Mr. Middle name is that period. Last name is T.
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
Love it.
It really is his legal name.
That is the greatest
thing
ever.
It was on his California driver's license.
Phenomenal.
I got to meet Mr. T because he was on your show, Kevin.
Yeah, he came into our show, and it was one of those things where it was like, this guy is the most inspirational person I've ever talked to. Like, when he leaves, you go, wow, I'm exhausted. That was great.
Exactly. Yeah. I know I have a picture with Mr. T, and I was like, oh, like the little cat was like, oh, my God, the A-team. Like, I was freaking out. I was like, this is the guy. Well, also, like, Saturday morning cartoons would pop on in between the cartoons and, like, say the inspirational thing and, you know, absolute legends.
Shut up, fool.
And then he'd say, shut up, fool, which was really inappropriate for Saturday morning.
Uno, two, tres, dos.
Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cash
and Sluggo
and AI.
You can find that anywhere you find your podcasts, or you can watch the video commercial-free at patreon.com/three-fourths human. Yellow Card and Good Charlotte bedroom posters. It's a world-famous K-Rock. Looks like Spencer Pratt is pretty much falling out of the mayor's race.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
Hang on, Spencer. Not yet. We're going to talk to Spencer Pratt coming up on K-Rock.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
Spencer Pratt, hold on. We're going to talk to you right after Bad Omens on K-Rock.
The big headline in our Decision 2026 coverage this morning, a shakeup in the L.A. mayor's race.
For the first time, Councilmember Nithya Raman has pulled ahead of Spencer Pratt.
Oh, you hate to see that happen to such a worthless guy. Spencer Pratt, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
Well, I mean, I'm well. How are you? It seems like perhaps you're out of the mayor race now.
Hey, whatever, you know, rat-a-tat-tat. Whatever happens, Pratt's toes are still tapping because I'm sick. You know, I could have predicted that they would have committed fraud, that they would have cheated. Anything they can do to stop this great white Aryan king that you call Spencer Pratt, because that's what they have to do. I'm the best. I'm top.
You once said that if God wants you to be mayor, that's fine. But if he wanted you to not be mayor, you would also accept that.
Kevin, I have very profound things to say, whether it comes out of my mouth or it's in text. And you just read it back to me, and I'm like, wow, whoever said that is a poet. And it's true, because, look, maybe God didn't want me to be mayor now, so I'm going to go after some of my other dreams. I'm going to be the Sultan of Brunei. I'm going to be the Lion King. I'm going to be UFC heavyweight champion. I'm going to be the Duke of Mozambique. I'm going to be the Crocodile Hunter. I'm going to be Don Cheadle.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to be Don Cheadle. How does that work?
Well, yeah, first off, good tan. Secondly, I go out and I say to people, listen, look at me. I'm in Boogie Nights. I have on different clothes. Ah, I'm in colors. What'd you say, Foo? Next thing you know, wow, people are like, look at that Don Cheadle guy. And they don't even realize it's Rat-a-tat-tat Spencer Pratt. And I'm thinking to myself, what is next for Spencer Pratt? And I'm thinking, hey, I'm gonna commit to what I said I was gonna do for the city that I love, the greatest city in the world, Los Angeles. I'm gonna become a bum hunter. That's right.
A bum hunter.
Yeah. I've been watching some old Crocodile Hunter, God rest his soul, and I'm thinking to myself, this is what I can do to make the streets cleaner for the people of Los Angeles. I walk around, I go into the freeway overpass, I say, oh, look at this little bugger right here. Clearly he's been dining on fentanyl and feces. And then I just knew him, he's dead. Then I throw him in a big L.A. River ditch. And next thing you know, the streets are clean and I walk around like Charles Bronson. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you're putting much thought into some of these ideas.
I don't have a lot of time on my hands because I'm preparing for game 3 of the NBA Finals because, you know, the Knicks just drafted me. And
I don't think the Knicks can draft anyone during the finals.
This is the burden. This is the burden of being someone like me.
All right.
We are the smartest, best looking, richest, and most clever person in the world. The horizons are endless when you're talking about Spencer Pratt. When you're 4% body fat, 7 feet tall, ripped,
you're not
beautiful. I'm people's most sexiest man alive 7 times in a row.
You're none of those things. You look a little bit like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man as of late.
Wait, hold on 1 second. When we're going to talk about food, let's just mention this.
Okay.
You know, I like shrimp ramen. I like pork ramen. I like chicken ramen. But Nithya ramen sucks. Spencer Pratt is top ramen. Boom.
Really, boom?
I don't know.
It is the world famous K-Rock. More chances for you to see Sublime in Virginia Beach. And also a chance for you to see them Saturday at Field of Dreams in San Diego. Your chance to qualify is coming up on K-Rock. It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Well, I've got three things at four coming up. I'm going to tell you about a 30-year-old with dwarfism running for political office in Nigeria that turned out to be a child. There's a new Nigerian prince in town.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. But right now, it's time for three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, tonight's Knicks-Spurs NBA Finals Game 3 at Madison Square Garden has turned into a full-on spectacle because President Donald Trump is attending, making him the first sitting U.S. president ever to attend an NBA Finals game. The bigger story around the game right now is the security situation. The area around MSG is basically on lockdown with Secret Service, NYPD checkpoints, TSA-style screenings, street closures, and even canceled outdoor watch parties. Fans are being told to arrive hours early and to not bring bags, which just sounds like a blast. And here's a little bit more on what's at stake for the Knicks.
I don't think Donald Trump understands the stakes of Game 3 and him deciding to go to that game at MSG. If they lose this game, they will blame Trump and say it's a Trump curse why the Knicks lost this game.
Nobody wants him dead. He
don't
brave.
Worry, Donald Trump, I'll save you. Come support the Knicks. The Knicks in four.
I love it. Trump.
Everybody. The Knicks have been on all-time high vibes. They have not lost in a month. They won the first two games on the road in the finals while they were the underdogs for both games. If they lose game three with him in the house, and then somehow if they lose this series, I can't even imagine what Knicks fans are going to do. Knicks fans are going to absolutely crash out in the streets of New York City, and they're absolutely going to crash out online. Knicks fans are not like any other fan base. Have you seen them by MSG? If it is a curse when a big-name politician goes to a game and they actually lose and then maybe even lose the series, I just can't even fathom what New York City might look like. It might turn to Gotham City.
Wow. He doesn't care.
He does not care at all. And this is just the best use of taxpayer money, as per usual. Number two, Detroit judge loses it in the best way possible in court after a man showed up wearing a sweatshirt that read Strip Club Veteran.
What's your name, sir?
Ryan Redman.
You're a strip club veteran?
I just, Judge, I want to thank him for his service, actually.
I'm sorry. How many tours of duty did you do?
Man, five and five. Bad them good.
2500 personal bond. Mr. Redman, did you get a purple heart?
No, sir.
All right. Review date, May 29th, in front of Judge Robbins. Step aside, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
We all know where that judge likes to hang out after work. He loved that sweatshirt a little too much. And number three, a 30-year-old with dwarfism running for political office in Nigeria turned out to be a child.
All right, we got a great scandal coming out of Nigeria as this guy, Mahmoud Sadis, claimed to be a 30-year-old aspiring politician with dwarfism. He was running for a seat in Nigeria's House of Representatives up until this week when we found out he was not a grown man who's a dwarf. He's just straight up a child. Mahmoud is a 15-year-old boy, and when you look at the other pictures of him, it's astounding that people didn't pick up on this immediately. This kid's got a mouthful of baby teeth, and people were ready to vote for him. I mean, all of the Nigerian princes on the internet can take a backseat to this guy because he was running the ultimate scam. So now the question is, of course, who was running this operation behind the scenes? Because there's no way this little kid rolls out of bed one day and says, you know what, I think I'm going to pretend to be a 30-year-old with dwarfism and try to run for political power.
What is going on in Nigeria? I love it. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four. On K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Sublime's first album in 30 years, Until the Sun Explodes, comes out Friday, which is technically Thursday night at 9 p.m. here. This song is called Can't Miss You, and Jacob said it's probably his favorite track on the record. It's one of those magic songs that got written in a day, has a strange chord progression that was definitely inspired by his father's songwriting. And we are sending people to Road Trip USA Destination number 3 to see Sublime this Saturday in San Diego. Qualify to see him again at Point Break Music Fest in Virginia. This is Can't Miss You. It is Sublime, and it's the 420 catch of the day. That is Can't Miss You from Sublime from the album Until the Sun Explodes, which comes out Friday, technically Thursday night at 9 p.m. here. And that's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 3. Chance for you to go see Sublime twice coming up on K-Rock. Listen, they can't all be hits. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to throw in an MIA. It's a world famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Megan was scared awake last night.
I was.
Tell us the story.
I was fast asleep and all of a sudden I heard Ruff! And, like a dog bark.
Right.
Okay.
And for and the record, you
for
don't
the
have
record,
a dog.
Yeah, my dog passed in November and it sounded like it was in my house. Like it sounded like the dog was right there.
Was it a dream?
I don't know, but I got up anyway.
Oh, so you woke up.
I woke up, okay. and I went outside to look and see if there was a dog, you know?
Were you afraid or just curious?
Well, I was just curious at that point because I'm just thinking, where the hell did I just imagine this or what the hell happened? And my next door neighbor doesn't have a dog. I don't know. So I wandered around for a second. I could not find the dog, but it reminded me of this topic that I love.
Yes, we did this before. Something scared you awake at night.
Yes.
And we're not looking for dreams necessarily. We're looking for external things that happen that wake you up.
I remember the one guy called in and a tree had broken, like a branch broke, and it fell through his roof and almost took him out.
Yeah, it was like inches from his face.
Yes, yes.
Insanity.
There was the guy that, the chick that called in and her boyfriend came home drunk and he crashed into the bookshelf, and everything went everywhere. And this one that woke her up and scared her to death. So I just love this phone topic. It was so fun last time.
Something scared you awake at night. That is the topic. It's 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, we're hooking you up with your tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
Something scared you awake at night. 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. Something scared you awake at night.
So 657 said, I was at my cousin's house. We were putting up drywall on the ceiling. He has a two-story house. I was sleeping in a recliner right above the ceiling that we just put in. I fell through the hole, landed down to the living room, still in the recliner.
Went back to sleep.
Cartoon.
Something scared you awake at night.
The 626 said, I once woke up to see a helicopter crashing through my ceiling. I dove from my bed face first into my bedroom door to get away. It was the ceiling fan. That is so good.
Megan Holliday woke up last night and heard what?
I heard a dog barking, but my dog is no longer with us, and I don't know where coming from.
Searched the house?
Searched the house, woke me wide awake. I went outside. There was no dog to be found, but I was up.
All right, so something scared you awake at night is the topic. K-Rock, hello.
Hey. Is this Kevin Ryder?
Yes. Something scared you awake at night.
1994 Northridge earthquake. My best friend woke up screaming after my three-component stereo system fell on his head.
Oh, God. No!
That was a frightening, frightening morning. That happened at like 3:30 or 4 a.m., didn't it?
Yeah, scared the heck out of me, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, same.
Oh, my God.
I was getting up for work. That was one of the most insane days ever.
Where were you, Kevin, when you felt it?
I was in bed, awake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, what the? And I, apart from the damage, I love earthquakes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but I like the chaos of not knowing what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
makes me weird. K-Rock, hello.
Are you guys still doing the scare yourself awake thing?
Something scared you awake at night.
Okay, this is going to sound stupid, but it was super simple. I never sleep on my back. This was high school. I somehow fell asleep on my back and all of a sudden woke up in a complete startle. Did not know where I was. I was sharing a room with my brother because this was high school. And I screamed because I had no idea where I was. I was in such a panic.
So happy to not be your brother at that point.
It was like that old game, Don't Wake Daddy. I just like shot straight up.
Oh, my God. Don't Wake Daddy. What? Go back.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so back in 2021, when COVID was going on, my dad passed away from COVID. So a couple of days later is like around 3 a.m, I woke up because I had a dream. The dream was I was in a hayfield. The color was purple in the background. And I saw this door. And this door was right next to these tools. And all I kept hearing was, let me in. Let me in. And I found on my neck, I had 3 scratch marks. I ended up telling this to my my sister's wife because she's more into that spiritual and everything.
Right.
She told me that I need to put a candle in the bowl of water underneath my bed because it looks like they're trying to take advantage of me when I was vulnerable.
Who's trying to take advantage of you?
I have no idea.
Did you put the candle in the water under the bed?
Yep, because it's supposed to, I guess, capture it or something, but
did it work?
Ever since I did that, I never had those dreams. Yes, I never had those dreams anymore.
Did your hand fall in the warm water and you peed the bed?
thank God I did it.
Okay, all right. 800-520-1067.
Something scared you awake in the night, and the best call or text tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum July 17th.
You were scared awake at night.
323 said, woke up to husband snoring ridiculously loud. It was so loud, I was pissed. I turned over in anger, and then I saw an orange glow and realized it was flames. I yelled, it's a fire! I had to punch my husband to wake up. An unhoused person put a pile of crap on fire. The flames were touching our house. My son and husband had to water our roof and side of house. So I guess my husband snoring saved us after all. Oh my God, that is absolute insanity.
You're lucky.
Woo!
You were scared awake at night.
951 says, my husband jumped up in bed next to me screaming that a cockroach had just crawled over his leg. Then continued shrieking while doing a strange jig on top of the bed, furiously shaking his arms back and forth. After the initial terror, shock, and confusion, however, it was hilarious.
We are taking your phone calls on something scared you awake at night. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, something scared you awake.
It was about 3-4 in the morning. I heard the loudest, boom, crash, thinking somebody was breaking in, and I even called the police. They came over. They were searching the place and couldn't see anything, you know, regarding any kind of break-in. It turned out that there was a bowling ball in my hall closet that had fell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be the loudest bang.
Did the police find the bowling ball?
Yes.
I can tell in your voice that was embarrassing.
Especially since they were good looking.
Oh my God. You know, and you're in your pajamas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All of that.
That's a bummer. K-Rock, hello.
So I used to be in the Army and they'd send me all over. And sometimes they'd put us in some sketchy hotels, motels. So one night I was in Korea and I'm sleeping, dead asleep at night. And my TV turns on. Oh. It's what seems at full volume.
No.
Static. And just blare static throughout my room. I jump awake just searching frantically for the remote.
So wait, so this is not a dream. It actually physically turned on at full volume.
This actually happened.
Love it.
Not a dream. It turned on full volume. So I frantically find the remote, and I'm pressing power, and it won't turn off.
Oh, my God. So your life became the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared that something was going to come out of this TV.
Yeah.
So I finally, I go up to the TV, and I find the power button on it. It thank God it turns off.
I would have thought you would push the TV out of the room like Poltergeist.
Yeah, so if it didn't turn off with the button, I think I might have just broke it.
I may have broken it anyway, just to be safe. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so we raised our kids in the suburbs, but then when my son was in middle school, right around the time that the war in Ukraine had started, we moved to the city. And there was a police chase that ended in our condo complex, and we woke up to my son standing over us going, wake up, the Russians are attacking.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I jumped out of bed and realized there was a helicopter overhead, and it was circling with the lights and looking for a suspect in our building, and we realized it was a police helicopter, but he was convinced we were at war.
The Russians are coming. Wow. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I was really stressed out at work for a couple weeks, so I decided I needed to sleep. I popped a gummy. I was watching a documentary about these golden orb weaver spiders
in Madagascar. Nope.
And I woke up with the piece of my wife's hair on my face. I jumped out of bed screaming, ran down the hall. But not only was I scared awake, but my wife, the dog, everybody in the house was scared awake. They all thought I was having some kind of panic attack. It's crazy. Look up giant orb weaver spiders. They are terrifying.
Yeah. Nope, not going to do that. Thank you. Thank you for the suggestion.
You've had enough spider stuff in your life, I think.
I do not like spiders. All right. Who do you think?
I love the guy that had the ring situation with the TV because
that's the army guy.
The army guy. Scary as hell. And his name was Logan.
Hey, Logan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. Congratulations. You're our winner.
Woo!
Awesome. I'm so happy that my horror story from 10 years ago gets me free tickets today.
I'm just glad that you survived it. And thank you for your service. You're going to go see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
Let's go. I'm excited.
We have a chance for you to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego this Saturday.
And also get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Virginia Beach. Your shot to win coming up at 6 on K-Rock.